Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up with lots of championship action. We are, of course, in the thick of club championship in the Northwest, and we'll look at the senior campaigns taking place in Donegal, Tyrone and Derry. Plus, we're running through all the rest of the fixtures from the other sports which are happening over the course of the next few days. Martin McHugh will be joining us shortly to talk about the round four games in Donegal. While on the Derry front, they're into the last 16 after three group games. We'll be speaking with Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post. But first up, we're going to talk about the home of the All-Ireland champions and where things are at club level. The dust, of course, has settled as the Sam Maguire made its long-awaited return to the Red Hand County. The first round of the Senior Football Championship starts this evening. We've already had a couple of preliminary round games last weekend where the likes of Derry Loughlin and Dromore won their respective games last Sunday. But the first of the round one games, which are the last 16 at senior level, takes place this evening at Hilly Park in Omagh. Killyclogher are taking on Donoughmore. That one gets underway in just under a half an hour's time at 7:30. With further games to come Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. It's a very, very busy weekend in the Red Hand County. I've been talking about all things senior championship with GA journalist with the Ulster Herald, Paddy Hunter.
12 matches this weekend between senior and junior, and of course that's not counting the ladies as well. So it's a bumper weekend of sport up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you guys seem to like the straight knockout, Paddy, so you do. You've stuck to the same format.
Well, the excitement of the straight knockout has worked all through the years for Tyrone, and nobody thinks there's any need to change it because it has been successful. There's been some wonderful games even over the past few weeks. Go back even just to last Sunday in an intermediate game with Kildrez and Stewartstown, going straight to extra time. You know, it was drama all the way. You know, so you have drama, you have excitement, certainly of one-sided games. Nothing you can do about that. But the one thing about the Tyrone Championship, anybody can beat anybody on their day.
Well, the action, of course, starts this evening, Thursday, 7:30 at Hayley Park. Killyclogher are taking on Donoughmore. It's already been a big week for Donoughmore, so it has. Paddy, winning the minor title on Wednesday night.
Yeah, they beat a fancied Loughmacrory on Wednesday night in the minor championship. And, of course, the minor league already safely up there at Donoughmore as well. But they're a side, perhaps, that many people are underestimating. You have the likes of the McKennas, the Cushes. You know, there's a lot of quality in that Donoughmore side. But they're up against a very good Killyclogher team. Now, their form maybe this year hasn't been as good as it could have been. They've missed a few players. But there's such quality with the likes of the McKennas and players of that ilk coming in. You know, they're a team now with they're building a championship tradition. They've been involved in a few finals over the past few years. And you sort of know what they're going to be up to the championship. And they will, you know, there's some great, wonderful young players, the Rafferty's, Murnaghan, players like that, you know, and they've been very impressive. And I wouldn't be surprised that they're going to make a mark in this championship, that's for sure.
Yeah. On to tomorrow, Friday, Pomeroy against Eglish, Trillick taking on Galbally, I suppose the first of those games in Omagh. Pomeroy been spearheaded by a contender for Player of the Year, Kieran McGinney, will be hoping to get things up and running with a one.
Kieran McGeary's coming into that game, of course, you know, along with several other county players. And you often wonder how the county players will settle in back into club football. We saw Brian Kennedy last week for Derry Loughlin easing himself in. Some players have struggled somewhat in terms of the championship. But they're up against an English side whose first one was midway through the season this year. They beat my own club, Omagh St Enda's, in a league game on a Thursday night. That was their first league one. They were poor. They've missed a lot of players. They have never really had the full complement of players available to them. And Manny McLennan, it's been frustrating for him. They may cause problems for Pomeroy, though. And, you know, you just don't know what sort of Pomeroy you're going to get. It's not that long ago Pomeroy were in a county semi-final coming out of nowhere. They were beaten, if you recall, that game was played in Armagh. They were beaten by Clonoe that year. So you don't know what you're going to get from them. Thrillick and Galbally, So they have several players back, obviously, as well. And the hope is that Richard Donnelly will have recovered from his COVID problems that he's had, that he'll be back as well, along with Matty Donnelly. It's a repeat of last year. Galway put it up to them for a wee while last year, but at the end of the day, the Reds stormed through. So you'd expect them to come through that one as well. But the championship's the championship. As we you know, we're talking there. Anybody can beat anybody on their day. Galway have had a different form. They're missing seven players from their natural squad. They were beaten there by Loughmacrory in the County League a few weeks ago as Loughmacrory went top of the table for the first time in their history. But they're up against, they're coming into this game. They're missing so many players. They're coming against a good thrilling side. And the fact that they are missing so many players is a massive problem for John Moylan.
Two further games on Saturday as well. Paddy, we've got Omagh against Carrickmore and Edendark against Coal Island. Omagh and Carrickmore down through the years used to have huge battles. Now in the modern times, is this still a bigger game between these two sides as what it used to be, Paddy?
It's the first championship meeting between the two sides since Ronan O'Neill popped up and scored a winning goal in the 2015 county final. That tells its own story. Ronan O'Neill's played a bit part with Tyrone this year, but it's still a quality footballer. And you have, obviously, Conor Miller there as well. Now, the big problem from an Omagh perspective, the likes of Stevie Mullen isn't there. Conor Grogan picked up a serious injury a couple of weeks ago against Dungannon, and he had an operation last week. He's ruled out for maybe a year. That's a big blow to them. Carrickmore are reliant now on the younger players. We're told that Daniel Fullerton may be in doubt for them, but, you know, they have a lot of younger players coming through. And you add that with the likes of Conor Gormley, who's still playing, Mark Donnelly, who's still playing, and of course Marty Penrose, who's also there. You know, the impact guys come in when they're needed now. They just haven't walked away, and that makes us a very good Carrickmore side. And many people think if Carrickmore beat Omagh at the weekend, they won't be far away. You know, so that's, they've been very good in the league this year. I've seen them a few times. The likes of Seamus Woods there, a great stalwart of 1970 success at Carrickmore. He's back giving them a hand as well along the sideline. There's something happening in Carrickmore. We've seen it coming now this long time, and they're a good side, and this may be a big one for them. Edendark against Coal Island. Edendark got rid of their entire management team a few weeks ago. I don't think they got rid of them. I think they left. It hasn't been going well for them. They've been missing a few players, but they do have the likes of Niall Morgan coming back in there as well. So, you know, you don't know what to expect. Again, with players coming into the county setup, you just don't know. And that may make a big difference.
Sorry, Paddy, does Morgan play outfield for Edendark?
Morgan will play outfield for them, yeah. Be a key performer for them. There's no doubt about that there. Coal Island Fianna, you don't know what you're going to get from Coal Island this year. A lot of expectation perhaps for them as well. But you just don't know. You just don't know, Oisín, with them. Their league form has been different. But when it comes to the championship, every team just seems to step it up.
And well, Paddy, on to Sunday and another double header. Speaking of Edendark, they will host the two games. Derry Loughlin, preliminary round runners up against Loughmacrory. And some might say this is the tie of the round as well. Clonoe against Errigal Kearn.
Some may say that, certainly. As county players, obviously, a foot there with Clonoe, who obviously left the squad during the campaign. So they've had that advantage of them throughout the summer, really. So they're coming to this game full of confidence. Up against Errigal Kearn side, obviously, who haven't won the championship since 2012. So they'll be keen, a bit like to prove themselves again in the championship. And it could come down to a great shootout there. That the likes of Kelly back there, Errigal of Kelly, of Hart, you know, it's quality there throughout that Errigal Kearn side. And, you know, they'll fancy their chances. Derry Loughlin, many people's dark horses. Brian Kennedy back in the squad last week. Him and Colin Kavanagh went toe-to-toe in the Moy game. But at the end of the day, the high ball in from the right-hand side several times from Brian Kennedy provided Derry Loughlin with a perfect foil as they saw off Moy in the end-up. And they're taking on Loughmacrory side, who are top of the table for the first time in their history. Real buzz around the lock at the minute. Everything seems to be going in their favour. They were beaten, of course, in the minors the other night. But this is the senior championship. They're coming into this game full of confidence. And they're playing with a smile on their face, Oisín, this year. I've seen them a couple of times. I've reported on them a couple of times. And I just think they're a very, very good side. Full of confidence. Young players, young Grimes. They're one of the stars of the future, for sure. Anton Fox right in the middle of the park as well. That could be enough for them, you know, to get over the line. And there'll be many people's dark horses.
Yeah. One of the games we played on Monday to bring the round of last 16 to an end, Paddy, and it's Dromore preliminary round winners up against Dungannon. These two sides will probably be saying, did you hear the boys in Highland talking the last day? We've got the tie of the round here, so we're doing Monday.
Well, Chris Rafferty and Colin McCullough, I'll not worry about what anybody says anywhere else. Their sole focus is the championship. You can be sure of that. Dungannon came out of the woods last year, beat Trillick in a penalty shootout in the final. And you know what? They're keen to retain the O'Neill Cup again. Very little in the way of changes for them, that's for sure. And Dromore, well, Dromore are a side coming through and, you know, they're performing well. They had a good performance last week, a dogged out performance last week against Armagh. It's what you would have expected on a heavy sod, on a blustery day in the preliminary round of the Tyrone Championship. It's all about getting over the line. Colin McCullough was happy to do that with his charges. O'Neill scored a late point in that one to won it by 12 points to 10. It finished. But Dromore will fancy their chances against the county champions, that's for sure. And I suppose the mantra from Colin McCullough, he's been there, he's bought the T-shirt so many times in the past. He knows it's all about getting over the rounds. And he just keep digging away and plugging away. And they'll fancy their chances against Dungannon. Although Dungannon, as I said, will not want to just be lying down, that's for sure, and coughing up the O'Neill Cup that quickly. That's for that, you know, there's determination about them to retain the title.
Yeah,
but there again, no one in Tyrone has retained the title since 2006.
It's a hard thing to do. Just finally then, Paddy, I know it's semi-finals weekend in the senior championship for the ladies and with yous as well.
Absolutely. Some cracking games. St. McCartan's, of course, under Ryan McMenamin. Ryan's side, of course, going for six in a row now. And a 13th or 14th championship. They'll fancy their chances have been just ticking over nicely, as I say, during the championship. They come up against a very good Uaroa side of Dungannon. The Dungannon girls won a shootout last week. A rarity in Tyrone. Tyrone obviously adopted the format earlier on this year. It was confirmed in June this year. They would try and get a ring finished on the day. And that included the 30-metre kicks. Didn't work really well. It was too hard on the girls. Disappointing, maybe, the way to finish the championship match. That was the decision that was taken away back. And I suppose in the summertime, it mightn't be as bad, but in the blustery old day at O'Neill Park and Dungannon, it was very, very difficult. But Dungannon came out on top. They will fancy their chances. They beat a good collegial side in the first round, and now they're up against the perennial champions. Many people say this maybe the last throw off the McCartans. Hard to know. They've got some great players. Stanley McCarroll, Nate McGurr, Colin McQuaid, players of that ilk, coming up head-to-head against some of the best players in the county at the minute. Although I do understand that Mary Cassidy is injured, and Maeve Mallon, she got a red card last week, and I know they were trying to appeal that. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. And then there's a local derby, Oshie, as big a local derby as you will get. And that, of course, is Spernogue against Carrigmore. Carrigmore, the intermediate champions last year, won the double last year after being relegated dramatically the previous season. They won it well. They've Gemma Begley, they've Catchy Gormley, they have Claire McGurk, all firing on all cylinders, up against Spernogue, their neighbours from Greencastle. And of course, Spernogue, spearheaded by Niamh O'Neill, Aileen Toohey. You know, the list goes on. There's some quality on both sides, but Carrigmore have scored 18 goals in two games. Tells its own story, doesn't it?
It sure does. Okay, Paddy, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the ball at the weekend.
Oisín, looking forward to it. Busy, busy weekend, and that's the way you'd want it, isn't it?
There you go. That's Paddy Hunter talking all things Tyrone. Before we go to the Donegal Championship, we're going up into the Oakleaf County of Derry. They're also hitting the last 16 stage of the championship there as well. They've had several group games played over the last number of weeks, but now they're down to the serious stuff. It's straight knockout now in Derry. Some of the big games this weekend, the likes of O'Donovan Rossa against Owen Roof, former champions of 2019 and 2018, are set to go head-to-head. Glen and Slochneil both playing on a Sunday against Forglen and Dungiven, two of the favourites to lift the title there. Plus Lavey will be the first team out on Saturday as they take on Banagher, and Lavey very much back in contention at senior level two. Joining me this week to look at what is a very busy weekend in Derry as well is Michael McMullen, GA writer with the County Derry Post. So, Michael, good to talk to you again about Derry Senior Football Championship. And we've got the knockout stage at last in the Oakleigh County. What has the feeling been so far from the clubs? Have they been happy with the format that they could play so many games without being thrown out of the competition before they get into the serious stuff?
I think a lot of supporters, Oisin, are frustrated. They say that, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And I can see their point. But I think if you asked a manager or a player, do you want three games to get ready for the championship? I think they would all say yes. And probably looking back on it, last year we had this system because there was COVID and there was no league. I think going forward, we probably don't need the group stages anymore. But it's here and it's you know, it's here for now. But I think players and managers would have been happy enough, to be honest.
Yeah. They haven't changed things in Tyrone. They've gone straight knockout, so they have stuck with a straight knockout. So you feel that a Derry Championship in 2022 should be of the same format and straight knockout?
I think so. Probably the halfway house that we had a few years was like a back door. We had one chance. But to be honest, it takes out the magic of it all. You know, for example, you've Lavie beaten Slaneel this year. You know, that would have been a massive result. Before that, Swatter beat Lavie, which would have been a massive result, but that's all diluted. I think straight knockout probably is the way to go, if you ask me.
Yeah. Right then, let's get down to it. Straight knockout starts on Saturday with three games. We'll begin with Lavie, the side that you mentioned. They got that huge one against Slaneel, so they did, to put their championship hopes back on track, and they're seen as real contenders again.
They certainly are. They were full value for their win. They got it tactically right all over the pitch. It was probably a 6 or 8 point win for Lavie, really. And then they had a very easy one against Clody, which meant they topped the group in score difference. And, you know, here they are this weekend. You know, they're going in on Saturday to play Banagher, and they'll be hot favourites again. Banagher won't have Brian Oak McGilligan, who damaged a cheekbone in one of the other games, so he'd be a huge loss for them. And they would be underdogs anyway. The only thing about Banagher, Oisin, was in 2019, they were the story of the championship outside of the winners. They came from nowhere to nearly get to the final. So if you're in Lavie's camp, you would definitely make sure that your lads weren't complacent by any matter of means. But I do fancy Lavie to come through. And I suppose I can't emphasise enough how well they played against Slaneel. But they've nothing to show for it. They're as far forward as anybody else at this stage.
Yeah. I know two other games that you picked this weekend that stand out in your view is Newbridge against Ballaghy and Swatra against Ballinascreen. Both those games on Saturday as well, Michael.
Yeah, it's a double header. I'm looking forward to that. I suppose starting off with Newbridge and Ballaghy. They met last year in the group stages and it was feisty. It was a wet evening and there was plenty of action. So that's bound to be, you know, that'll get things going for tomorrow evening again. Newbridge haven't won a championship knockout game since 2016. Ballaghy haven't won one since 2015. Ballaghy have 21 championships to their name. Newbridge have 10, as far as I know. You know, massive tradition. So there's going to be a change there somewhere. I fancy Newbridge to come through it. They've got a really fit, fresh, hungry team. They've been playing good football. They actually play quite similar to Lavie. I watched them play against Coleraine, and Coleraine got it back to a draw, but Newbridge still had the composure to go and win it. But I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they sort of fancy Ballaghy for a shock. They say that run of losing in the championship has to end somewhere, and you know, but the thing about it, Oisin, they played Kilray in the last round, and they were in control for a long time, but they were very open. They were probably too open and conceded too much. But I would still fancy Newbridge to come through. But as I said earlier, I'm looking forward to that double header, and I'm looking forward to that one to get us started.
Yeah. Who will win the other game? Swatra ball on the screen. Will Swatra have to get to the same level that they did against Lavie?
They certainly will. It's a very hard one to call. I just about shaded it for Ballinascreen. Extra time, possibly. Hopefully extra time. gave us as much of it as we can possibly get, if you ask me. Ballinasloe have been very unpredictable in the past few years in the Championship. Sometimes, whenever you think they haven't got a chance, they pull out a great result. In the league this year, they were missing so many players. If there had been relegation in the league this year, they might well have been relegated, but that's not the way it works. And they've pulled together a few decent results and a few decent performances. And in the game they lost, Oisin against Loop, they probably played well for much of the game. They've got a couple of injury doubts. They've got Marty Bradley is a doubt with a shoulder injury, which would be a loss because he could potentially be marking Oisin McWilliams, who's been playing very well for Swatra. And JP Devlin has got a hamstring doubt for Screen. But the big thing for me for Ballinascreen is they've got their goalkeeper back this year, Ryan Scullion, a very, very talented goalkeeper. And the past couple of years they've been chopping and changing, and he hasn't been available. And he's in there. Ronan Murphy has been playing very well for them in defence. And they've got a wee bit of form. And it wasn't that long ago that they were a regular Championship team. They were getting the semi-finals every year. They had consistency about them. But Swatra are going to be missing Patrick Kearney. He lost his appeal to Croke Park for that 48-week ban that he got. His younger brother, Sean, is due to be back playing. He had a hamstring injury and he missed the group stages. He's an excellent player and he'll be a huge boost back for them. Anton Toholl has come back from Australia but hasn't featured yet. The reports are that he's still injured. So Swatra are a wee bit like Lavi Oisin, and they had a good performance and a bad performance. Stanhill, you know, sort of outschooled Swatra in the same way that Lavi outschooled Lavi. Lavi outschooled Stanhill the week before. So Swatra have lacked Championship tradition. They've always struggled to win Championship games. This one here, it's very winnable for them, but I just see Screen coming through it. Just about.
Right.
That's how you see it.
Yeah, well, Sunday there is a further five games to come. A cracker to start, Michael. O'Donovan Rossa, the 2019 champions, against Owen Roe Coleraine, the 2018 champions. Do either of these two sides have what it takes to win the championship this year?
They certainly do. Obviously, going by form, Glenn, Santney and Navi have been the form teams, but as my headline in the paper says this week, the real McCoy starts now. It only starts now. And whoever comes through this tie will get massive belief. You know, because Maher Felt were probably a wee bit like Ballinascreen. They had an indifferent league campaign. Coleraine were the same. Coleraine couldn't beat any of the big teams in the league. But if they get through this round, you know, that the boost they'll take from that will be huge. Maher Felt have a huge mountain to climb in the fact that Danny Heavern is out with a shoulder injury. He's a massive loss. He's sort of their heartbeat of the team. But they played, they have the players to win this game. And they've got a tried and tested formula that's worked for them under Adrian Cush. The players believe in them. They believe in the way they play. But at the same time, Coleraine carry a goal threat. You know, they're one of them teams that no matter what way a game's going, they can always seem to engineer a goal. I remember they got to a county final in 2010. I know it's a long time ago, but they were just creating goals all the time. The personnel have changed in some places, but they still carry that threat. The thing about it is with Maher Felt, they rarely concede. You know, they've got an excellent goalkeeper in Owen Lynch, but they've got a great defensive system where people can get back and behind the ball, and they very rarely concede. So I think that'll tip the scales in their favour because, you know, they've got Cormac Murphy, they've got Emmett McGuckin, they've got Shane Heavern, people who are well capable of scoring for them. And if they can keep a clean sheet, they could probably edge this one here, but there won't be much in it. It's just a pity it's so early in the day and it's not one of the big fixtures later on in the day because it'll bring plenty of intrigue.
Yeah, okay. The other games this weekend on Sunday, Loop play Clare, Ballinderry take on Kilray, Glenn are up against Four Glen and Slochneil are up against Dungiven. You would expect Glenn and Slochneil, just finally, Michael, to come through those two respective games and go safely into the quarterfinals.
I think I would, to be honest. You know, Dungiven have been going rightly during the season, but I just think Slochneil are coming good again, and Glenn will be huge favourites going into play Four Glen. The whole chat, anybody you talk to in Derry, seems to be that Slochneil and Glenn are going to meet in the final, providing the draw doesn't have them knocking into each other before that. But championship's completely different. Nobody would have tipped Maherfelt to win the championship in 2018. Nobody would have tipped Coleraine to win it in 2018, and they did. So roll on the next few weeks to see where the real champions are.
Yeah, okay. Listen, good to talk to you as always, Michael, and enjoy the football over the weekend.
Thanks very much, Oisín.
So that's Michael McMullen talking all things Derry Senior Championship. Let's go to Donegal. Bundoran's appeal on the result of their championship defeat to Ardrah and the use of six substitutes will go before the Central Hearings Committee at Croke Park this evening. It's understood that that hearing will get underway at around 8 o'clock this evening. After Ulster ruled in favour of Ardrah on a misapplication of the rule by the Donegal CCC, the Seasiders have taken their case to GA headquarters. If their latest attempt fails this evening, they still have the option of the DRA. Bundoran, of course, host St Union's in round 4 this coming Sunday and still have an outside chance of making the quarter-finals. So Martin McHugh joined me earlier today to look at the situation in Donegal. There is, of course, 8 ties to come this weekend, 7 on Saturday, and one match which has no relevance on the result on Sunday. Basically, the top 8 are in pole position to make the quarterfinals, with Gweedore, Kilcar, Neave Connell and St Union's already into the last 8. There are 4 other places are not assured of just yet, but if results in round 4 are to go against form, there could be a change or 2. Glen Swally, St Noel's, St Michael's and Eirua would need to win against Neave Connell, Milford, Killybegs and Ardrah to confirm a quarter-final place. But if they were to slip up, McCool's, Bundoran or Glenfinn could move into the top 8 with wins over Termon, St Union's and Fourmasters. But then, of course, it all comes down to score difference and who's going to make the quarterfinals and who's going to make the relegation playoffs. So then, it's another busy weekend. 8 games on the way. Here's Martin's view on what's taking place this weekend. So, Martin, we sort of know the lay of the land now at this stage heading into round 4. Glen Swally, St Noel, St Michael's and Eirua all have to win. The likes of McCool's, Bundoran and Glenfinn have to win as well in their respective games. If there is going to be change in sides being involved in the quarterfinals and the relegation. And obviously, there's the situation with Bundoran that we know tonight as well is going to happen. They've got a hearing in Croke Park, but we await to see what that outcome will have and what bearing it will have as well on the championship standings afterwards. But we'll go with what we have in front of us. It's Super Saturday. 7 games down for decision, Martin, off the 8. The other one's going to be played on Sunday. We'll start with Glen Swally against the champions, Neave Connell. Glen Swally know that they're going to have to run the champions tight. Is a 1-2 big an ask for Michael Murphy and co?
It's a very, very big game for them from their point of view, Glen Swally. You see that Neave Connell have 5 points, so they're already qualified. So what do Neave Connell do? Will they put out all their main players? Will they play them or not? Now, I think the big thing from Glen Swally need to win the match, as you said, Oisín, but from Neave Connell's point of view is that the way the draw is, you can't play any team you played before in the quarterfinal. Now, Neave Connell have played none of the big teams. So the way it stands at the minute, that Kilcar's the one team that they can meet of the top big 4. The other three, they can't meet. They can meet either Gweedore or St Unans or Kilcar. Sorry, they can meet them three teams. Sorry, in the quarter final. So the fact that they've played Glen Swally, I think it'd be in their interest maybe to get Glen Swally out of the way, because that means they'll come another team into it and it'll give them a better chance not to meet any of the big 4 right in that situation. So I think they have to look at it like that there. Now, what decision they make, I don't know. Glen Swally are still at home. We know how good they are and how organised they are and everything else and how capable they are of doing it. It's a difficult task for them. I think it just depends on what team Neave Connell put out.
Yeah, and in relation to Glen Swally, it's a bit unfair on them that people are saying that off the bottom, those three teams that are involved that could make the drop, that they're sort of in pole position, that they're in the most danger. Is that a bit unfair in Glens Folly, is it?
I suppose you don't know. Listen, it's very hard to judge on games, you know, as you said the same game. There's teams, you know, the most disappointing thing is that you have teams already in relegation. Are they going to put out their big players and play them? And anybody's niggling injury or anything else, they're not going to play them. You have teams then that are already qualified. Are they going to put out their full team and everything else? It's hard. That's just the decision. We won't know to Saturday what teams do and everything else. So, you know, we look at it, you know, from Glens Folly's point of view, is that we always know how good they are. They can scrape over the line and they get into them quarterfinals, and then they get better as they go along. They're a big championship team, so I definitely wouldn't rule them out. It's a big game. There've been great battles between these two teams in the past, and I expect it to be a very, very big battle in Glens Folly on Saturday.
St. Noel's are another team that can make the quarterfinals, and if they do, it'll be for the very first time in their history. They're taking on Milford, and Milford's sort of in a situation that you just mentioned there, Martin, and they can't make the quarterfinals. So is it what Milford brings to the table that's going to decide whether Noel's go to relegation or whether they go to the quarterfinals?
Well, you'd feel if that game was in St. Noel's, you'd expect St. Noel's to win it. But Milford at home were always a difficult team to beat. They've already beaten Ardragh at home there. And again, it depends on what players, what team Milford put out and everything else. And, you know, they're already in relegation. Their big game is their next game out. So I'd expect St. Noel's to have enough. And you know, the confidence they'll get, St. Noel's, from beating Glens Folly the last day in St. Noel's will give them a lot of lift. So we could see them for the first time ever, as you said, Oisin. That'd be a great achievement for them. For the first time ever to be get into the quarter final. I expect them to get over the line.
Do you expect St. Michael's going on form to get over the line against Killybegs down at the Bridge, Martin?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you expected St. Michael's to have it easy enough against Formaster last day, and Formaster's really put it up to them. And I know they didn't start Michael Langan or Martin McElhinney and put both of them on, but I think Michael Langan's going to be fit for this week. But Colm Anthony McFadden is a big, big doubt for them, and he was the man in the game. We did the Gidor game, you know, and the McCool's game. He was the one player, you know, was able to get ball to him and get scores and that there, so he'll be a big blow to them. But I still think Killybegs without Q McFadden is a big blow to them. He's the heart of that Killybegs team. He's been the heart, the leader, and everything else. And I know they've Owen Van Galler back, and that's helped him. But I think Killybegs, you know, without Q McFadden, again, they're already in the relegation and everything else. I expect St. Michael's at home, particularly at home, I expect St. Michael's to get over the line and they'll get into the quarter final.
The fact that Éire are at home as well against Ardragh will be enough for the Ballyshannon men to go through to the last eight, because they're sitting in 3 points in eighth place. But you would expect them, again on form, to come through against an Ardragh side that struggled, and particularly struggled the last day against Kilkear.
Yeah, and the game, you know, the pitch has been resodded, the Feather Tierney Park's been resodded and getting ready. So the game's in Mundy's Field, and you know, there's no team that knows it better than Éire Ballyshannon. You know, they had a great result there with a draw against Niamh Connell. Whenever you expected Niamh Connell to win. So yeah, Ardragh going up. Ardragh, you know, with this whole protest and everything else going on, you know, Ardragh and Bundoran have still a lot to play for. So I expect a better performance from Ardragh than they had against Kilkear last Friday night. And I still think, you know, that they'll put it up to them. But Rua at home in Mundy's Field, I expect them to be in the quarter final.
Yeah, just below that, and teams who have an opportunity or a chance rather to get into the top eight, depending on how the sides in the lower part of the top eight fare out, are McCool's, Bundoran and Glenfinn. McCool's are going to Termon. They're going to the Burn Roads, a side with no wins this year, but they made it tough for St Eunan's in recent weeks. Can Termon make it tough for Oisin Gallan and co coming to the Burn Road on Saturday, Martin?
Again, it depends on what team Termon put out. They're hard to beat in the Burn Road, but you know, are they going to rest players and have, you know, any niggling injuries? Understandably, they're not going to play them. They're going to rest them, have them ready for the big relegation game that they're going to be in. Everything else, yeah, but, you know, Oisin Gallan's a big player, and we saw it the day that he didn't perform well against St Michael's. They were beaten. He's played really well since that, and he's the big scorer in that there. Can Termon stop him? That's the big one. If they do, you stop. He looks at the minute that you stop McCool's. I expect McCool's, because they've all to play for. It's given a great day for Saturday, so I know the teams that need to get their scoring average up, that will help them a lot, and McCool's is one of them teams. So I expect McCool's to come out of the Burn Road with a victory,
yeah,
over Termon.
Yeah, and it depends with the size of the margin. They could be in the mix for the last eight. And that's a similar situation for Glenfinn, who are going to the other side, who haven't picked up a point in the championship for Masters. Glenfinn currently sitting on a score difference of -9, but they'll know themselves that they need to get a big one if they are to be on with a chance. They're going to have to win by at least probably 8 or 9 points, Martin.
Yeah, and they're probably the most, you know, the unluckiest team in it because they've got tough draws in it. Have got really tough draws now. But they're very, very impressive, Glenfan. Anybody that's watched them this year, we're very, very impressed with them. Now, have they enough scoring power? It's a big thing. They don't score away a lot. They won matches, but they don't score away a lot. So have they enough scoring power to put it up to four masters? I expect Glenfan to come good and come and have a good big victory. Is it going to be big enough for them to go over the line? Don't know. And that's why it's great. These kind of Saturdays like this is great. We talk about the end of the Premiership in England and everything else. This is our own championship in Donegal, and I mean, as you said, Highland Radio is going to have people at every match, so it'll be a great day. It's going to be a great day listening and a great day for everybody, and the scoring average is the big one, so I know there are going to be people back in the studio here and they'll have to have their calculators out.
Yeah, not forgetting about Bundoran against St Eunan's. Maybe it's all the stuff that's going on off the field going to have an impact on the outcome there from a Bundoran point of view, because they know that if they're going to get beat, they can't get beat by too much, Martin.
Well, that's the big. That's exactly a big one. You're exactly right. So if they can keep down, you know, if they get well beaten, like remember the last time, what was it, 9 or 10 goals they got, but St Eunan scored against Bundoran in the championship in O'Donnell Park. This game's in Bundoran, which is completely different and everything else. And they're going to need to keep the score down and then look at whatever's happening, the stuff that's happening off the field and everything else. And that'll be a big one for them. But Eunan still need to get at least 1 point. So, you know, they're not qualified yet. They've only the 4 points. You know, technically, you know, I know they have a plus 20 of a scoring difference, which makes a big difference, but they still need to get that extra point. So expect Eunice to win it by much. I don't know. Bundoran are always tough enough there, but expect Eunice. I thought they were very, very impressive against Irua in that game. Disappointing. Good first half against Kilcar. A disappointing second half. Again, the same against Terman. Maybe a poor enough first half and a good second half. But against Irua Ballyshannon, they were impressive in both halves. Yep. So Eunice, I think, are coming good at the right time.
Can I pin it to you then on who do you think, if there is sides, is going to come up out of that bottom eight? And who's going to drop down?
It's difficult enough, you know, when we look at it. And I know that you have the big four. You expect the big four to win through. I expect, you know, St. Michael's and Irua Ballyshannon will qualify too. That'll be six. And then it's all to play for after that. If a pick teams go for it, I think St. Noel's could win and get over the line. What team Niamh Connell put out is going to be the big one as far as Glen Swally is concerned. I'll go for St. Noel's and Shannon McCool's to get there over
okay.
the line.
All right. Not forgetting about the other game on Sunday. Nothing really to play for. Kilcar against Goodore. Are they going to give other players a run, are they, just to get some football under their legs?
They're not to play for. I know there's a problem with referees and everything else, but I thought that game should have been left on Saturday. We should have played all the games on Saturday, whether teams were qualified or not. We made that decision and should be played on Saturday rather. And it's my own opinion of that. There should be. I know people say there's a problem with getting referees and everything else, but so that game doesn't really matter. It didn't matter, you know, when they end up. And I don't expect them to have two full teams. There'll be resting players and everything else. And you know, Gidor don't like showing their hand early on, and they don't want to show it in Kilcar, especially going to Kilcar.
Okay, Martin, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the football the weekend.
Thanks, Oisín.
So that's Martin McHugh on the Donegal Championship. And just to remind you once again, we will have reporters at all of the matches this coming weekend. In particular, Saturday, we're going to have reporters at the 7 games, all starting at 3 o'clock. It's going to be Super Saturday on the GAA front. Not forgetting about the hurlers of the county as well at club level. The Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals are taking place on Sunday. Double header at the O'Donnell Park. St Eunan's are playing Burt at 2 o'clock. And then Satanta are playing Buncrana in the other last 4 game. And that one gets underway at 4 o'clock. There is Junior Hurling Championship semi-finals as well, penciled in for tomorrow, Friday. But we have to wait to see if any of those are going to take place. In one match, done lower scheduled to take on Letterkenny Gaels. But there seems to be a problem with the Airua Ballyshannon Satanta game. Airua Ballyshannon have put an appeal into Ulster in relation to a decision that the CCC made over a game that Airua did not fulfil. So just like the situation in the football, it's happening on the hurling at county level as well, and that could rumble on for a couple of weeks yet, and we could have no hurling on Friday night. Back to the football in Donegal. It's a semi-final weekend in the Ladies Championships too. At senior level, Glenfinn are at home in their match against Buncrana, and Moville have home advantage against Terman. Both of those senior championship semi-finals on Sunday start at 11 o'clock. And then the intermediate championship semi-finals, St Eunan's will make the trip to St Mary's in Convoy, while Fanagh Gaels are also on the road as they go to Airua for the other intermediate last 4 game. Turning our attention now to soccer, let's run through the action which is happening in the coming days. Two matches in the Ulster Senior League on Saturday, and the leaders going into the weekend are Cockhill Celtic and Bunnaghy United, and both playing on Saturday. Cockhill do have home advantage in their match against Monaghan United. That's at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground. Kicks off at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then later on that evening at the Community Centre in Letterkenny, Letterkenny Rovers are hosting Bunnaghy United. A huge big derby match there. It kicks off at 7. We are of course into the early weeks of the Donegal Junior League. In Division 1 of the Saturday fixtures, Glencar, Donegal Town and Old Town all have 6 points after 2 wins from 2. Glencar go to Arranmore United. Donegal Town are taking on Kilmacrenan Celtic, and Old Town have a home fixture as well against Glen A United. And the other matches is Kerpy Rovers against Fintown Harps. Milford United are taking on Kildrum Tigers, that's on Friday, and Strand Rovers are up against Cager Rovers in the Saturday action in Division 1. The leaders on Saturday in the Donegal League in Division 2 are Dromahol Reserves and Castlefin, both with 6 points. Castlefin will host Melton Mariners on Saturday, while Dromahol don't have a game this coming weekend. Turning our attention to the Premier Division, and they're going to play the second series of games in the league on Sunday. Cager Rovers and Kilmacrenan Celtic, of course, were the sides who won on the opening weekend. Both have home advantage, sitting joint top of the table. Cager play Donegal Town and Kilmacrenan host Bunnaghy United. In the other three matches, Drumkeen United take on Castlefin Celtic. Glen A United are up against the defending champions Kerpy Rovers, and Kildrum Tigers play Convoy Arsenal. In Division 1, Gweedore Celtic and Raphoe Town, sitting joint top after wins on the opening day, both have home advantage in this section as well. Gweedore taking on Fannage United, and Raphoe Town play Swilly Rovers. In the other three matches, Kerrykeel 71 Clubber up against Ballybuffet United, Rathmullen Celtic take on Milford United, and Cranford United are making the trip to the south of the county as they play St Catharines. And there's a big game already in Division 2. Gweedore United and Laggan Harps are two of three teams that sit in joint first position. Gweedore and Laggan are going to meet down in Gweedore on Sunday afternoon. The other side is Letterkenny Rovers, who sits joint top. They're on the road, making the trip to White Strand United on Sunday. The two remaining games in Division 1, Glenry United take on Dunkinilly Celtic, and Letterbarrow Celtic are up against Deal Harps. Moving on to the Inishowen League, and already they've played 4 games so far in the new Premier Division season, with the 5th round of matches to come on Sunday. The defending champions Alia have a home tie against Clonmany Shamrocks. Alia sitting joint top on 12 points with Greencastle. Greencastle are making the trip to Glengad United on Sunday. The other two games are Buncrana Hearts against Dillis Celtic, and Cairn FC will play Cockhill Youths. In Division 1, the joint leaders are Alia Reserves and Kildaff, both on the road on Sunday. Alia go to Greencastle Youths, and Kildaff go to Clonmany. QPS against Glenelly Colts, and Glengad Reserves against Dunry United are the other two matches. There's also 6 games to be played in Division 2. Mavilla against Rosheeny, Kildaff to go and see Rovers, Dunry play Karamina, Illies against Cairn, Rosheeny at home to Buncrana. Buncrana Reserves are the leaders there in Division 2, and the other matches, Alia Reserves against Cockhill Reserves. Some of the other sport this weekend. After an 18 months absence, the National Basketball Leagues are returning. The LYAT Donegal have 2 teams entered in competition this year. The ladies will be first up on Saturday evening as they make the trip to Dublin to take on Swords Thunder. And then it's the turn of the men on Sunday, as the LYAT also play in the capital. They're away from home against Grand Hotel Malahide. That one on Sunday starts at 3:30. On the rugby front, there's just 2 standout fixtures in the All Ireland League from a North West point of view this coming weekend, and both have home advantage as well. City of Derry are taking on Enniscorthy, and Oma are playing Tullamore. Both of those matches start at 2:30. It's the third round of matches. It's been a sort of a mixed start to the season for both of the North West sides there. Raphoe are taking on Mosley in Ulster's Premier League in hockey on Saturday too. That one is at the Raphoe Royal and Prior Grounds. Pushback is at 2:30. Also on Saturday, but earlier in the day, at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, the latest athletics event is the Donegal Novice and Uneven Age Cross Country Championships. On the boxing front, Newport bantamweight kingpin Sean McGoldrick will make his 12th appearance in the Punching for Pay ranks on Saturday night. He's set to share the canvas with the explosive Nigerian Adam Yaya on the Rumble in Renton. That's in Newcastle. as McGoldrick will hope to bring his professional record to 11-1 with 3 KOs. The Donegal County Boxing Board are extending their good wishes to Sean, of course, who the class is a Donegal man, because he's got very, very strong connections with Ireland, and in particular Ballyshannon. And just for the record, Sean is a former Donegal champion with the Finn Valley Boxing Club, and that was back in 2009. Finally, in golf, I'm sure you heard earlier this morning on our sports bulletin, Paul McGinley is to be given the Freedom of Donegal. The proposal was made by Councillor Kieran Brogan, who said Paul McGinley has made a massive contribution to Donegal's status as a golfing destination, especially with the Irish Open in Ballyliffin, and more recently with the Legends Tour at the Rossopenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Gaeilge of the Council, Councillor Jack Murray, who is actually a distant cousin of the golfer, said Paul McGinley may speak with a Dublin accent, but he is a Donegal man at heart. And that is it from the Sports Desk for today and from the Score programme for tonight. If you missed any of the show, you can, of course, recap in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Chris Ashmore is our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. What's left of your Thursday. As always, have a good one.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA Supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.